Airwaves Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you as we launch into hour number one of the program. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free on our website, so enjoy those on us. Unlike those other radio talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their sites, ours is free. freetalklive.com. Now, I've actually been holding on to a story for a few days here because I wanted to wait until Julia came in to discuss this one. Because it has to do with young people. And being that she is the youngest of all of the hosts on Free Talk Live, I figured she would have the most insight to all of this. She was younger more recently than you or I, Mark.
Mm.
And I, of course,
have been old before my time, too.
So I want to talk about teenagers in America and why it is and how it is that the system is ruining them. Just ruining them. We've talked about, we certainly discussed before how sort of the government school system is designed to dumb kids down. And that's one thing. But I want to go further than that. And I want to talk about not just the system, but also just the way society is set up. And the system has a lot to do with it. And just the way that we in America look at kids and we act towards kids and we treat young, I shouldn't even use the term kids. It's kind of part of all this. Young people, how we treat young people, what we expect out of young people and how it is that is damaging them and that is going to maybe prevent them from being as productive or effective in the economy as they possibly could be.
Well, I must say I'm interested in what you've got to say.
Yeah, well, it's something we've talked about before, but now there's an article from Psychology Today where psychologist Robert Epstein is being interviewed, and he really lays it out. He really, I think, lays down what the many of the problems are with teenagers today and how society, again, is handling them. So let me just jump into this, and we can discuss as we go through it. The question from Psychology Today was, why do you believe that adolescence is an artificial extension of childhood? And his answer is, in every mammalian species, immediately upon reaching puberty, animals function as adults, often having offspring.
Okay.
We call our offspring children well past puberty. The trend started 100 years ago and now extends childhood well into the 20s. At the age at which Americans reach adulthood is increasing. 30 is now the new 20. And most Americans now believe a person isn't an adult until age 26. The whole culture collaborates in artificially extending childhood, primarily through the school system and restrictions on labor. The two systems evolved together in the late 19th century. The advocates of compulsory education laws also pushed for child labor laws, restricting the ways young people could work, in part to protect them from the abuses of the new factories. The juvenile justice system came into being at the same time. All of these systems work together to isolate teenagers from adults, often in problematic ways. So again, all of this is something we've touched on, sort of, you know, talking about how kids are now, young people are now considered children until they're well into where they should be, adults. Like, we've got this system, basically, that coddles young people all the way up until they're released from the school system, basically. So if you get out of school at 18, then you'll become an adult probably sooner than somebody who's coddled all the way up through college.
Well, it does that 24. Unless they commit some heinous crime, in which case they're immediately an adult.
Yeah, then they're an adult, right?
Because, you know, it's always seemed very strange to me when they say that juveniles, you know, when juveniles commit adult crimes, they need to be treated like adults.
Yeah.
But what happens when adults commit juvenile crimes? I mean, what if I went out today and I got a can of spray paint and I sprayed it paint my name on the side of a government building? Would I be treated like a juvenile?
No.
Because I don't think I would. I think I'd be treated like a full-fledged adult.
Something I find, have always found very interesting, which is actually, I believe, was mentioned in the beginning of this article, is that physically we mature at somewhere between ages 10 and 15, somewhere around then.
Mm-hmm.
But mentally, not so much.
Well, yeah, and that's just, and I think a lot of that mental maturity has to do with the society and the systems that these kids are put into, where they're not encouraged to mature. In fact, the government school system encourages kids that they tell kids that being stupid is good, and I think he actually touches on things like that in this article.
The government school system doesn't tell kids that being stupid is good, but it has become the cool thing to do while in government school.
Stupid is definitely cool in government school.
Yeah, for some reason that was cool when I was in government school. And they didn't do anything to counteract that. How about that? Anyway, let's continue. Our current education system was created in the late 1800s and early 1900s and was modeled after the new factories of the Industrial Revolution. Public schools, or government schools, set up to supply the factories with a skilled labor force, crammed education into a relatively small number of years. We've tried to pack more and more in while extending schooling up to age 24 or 25 for some segments of the population. In general, such an approach still reflects factory thinking. Get your education now, get it efficiently, so-called. Of course, we don't think it's very efficient at all, in classrooms in lockstep fashion. Unfortunately, most people learn in those classrooms to hate education for the rest of their lives. Now, some people get out of school and then they finally discover that they are actually interested in learning some things, and then they pursue those things.
Sure.
I've learned everything that I talk about on, you know, this show, all things I've learned after high school.
I study every day. I mean,
yeah.
I study the news, I study different articles, I study people's essays on political science. I study political science from an amateur fashion every single day.
The key is you're interested in it.
Yeah.
Whereas the government school's approach is they force their curriculum down your throat. They tell you this is good for you as they force you.
And there's only one method to do it as well. For example, when you're taking a math class, there's only one way to do division. And if you don't do it this way, then you get an F, even if you got the right answer.
Right, right. That always baffled me. The teachers want you to show your work.
What if you're smart enough that you don't have to show your work?
What if I did it in my head?
Right.
One size fits all is exactly what Julia is pointing out. So the curriculum is one size fits all, and the way to actually learn the curriculum is one size fits all. Anyway, the factory system, says the psychologist, doesn't work in the modern world because 2 years after graduation, whatever you've learned is out of date. We need education spread over a lifetime, not jammed into the early years, except for such basics as reading, writing, and perhaps citizenship, whatever that means. Past puberty, education needs to be combined in interesting...
I think you need a course in order to deal with the government. It's so difficult and time-consuming.
It's a good point.
I look at these the forms that you have to fill out to do your taxes. It's baffling. I hate dealing with the government.
I agree, and I have the simplest taxes ever. I have one form, and it's
easy
still
form.
It's not easy.
Past puberty education needs to be combined in interesting and creative ways with work. The factory school system no longer makes sense. Now, you know, this is just one psychologist suggesting what he thinks would be right for the education system. Of course, if you ask Free Talk Live, we say let the market decide. Let the market come up with a variety of different educational options for parents and young people to choose for themselves and let them plug themselves into whatever systems they would like. Well, going back to childhood, the next question for the psychologist is, what are some likely consequences of extending one's childhood? And think about the types of people that are behind this movement. There's this kind of mentality that some people have that your childhood is the most precious time in your life. Don't you want it to just last forever?
The innocence should be preserved.
Right, that kind of crap.
Yeah.
Thank goodness I'm not a child anymore. I don't miss it one bit. I like my adult life. It's a lot better. But there are those people out there that they have this sort of nostalgia for their childhood, so they want to force other kids to have as long as a childhood
as they possibly can.
If
they have nostalgia for their childhood, let them put on diapers and roam around like the freaks do. Leave me and my childhood alone, please.
The psychologist's answer is, well, imagine what it would feel like or think back to what it felt like when your body and mind are telling you you're an adult, while the adults around you keep insisting you're a child.
You know, this sort of relates to my life in one way. I chose to go to work at 12 years old. For whatever reason, ended up hanging out all the time at a comic book store that was in my neighborhood, and pretty soon they had me doing little chores and things like that. And before long, at the age of 12, I was actually working. I was on the quote-unquote payroll. I was getting paid in credit in the store. I could get comic books, but that's what I wanted. So, all the rest of my expenses were paid. I was 12. So it just allowed me to get, you know, pursue my hobby. But I had set hours. I'd be in there. I learned all kinds of things working in that store. How to count money,
right.
Use cash register.
You weren't too young for
be
it.
Be on time. Listen to the boss. All those things.
Right. They kept you at the job because you learned, because you picked it up. Because if you'd gone in and been like a brick and didn't absorb any of the information, then they would have said, well, thanks, Mark, but no thanks. We'll just take you as a customer. But you were capable of understanding those things and growing. And we're coming back to talk more about childhood and how it's been extended way too
long. One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you'll be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. want toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And some of those features include updates. You just get signed up, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com.
Pop quiz, what do Washington politics and libertarianism have in common? Answer, very little. But the Prometheus Institute, readpi.com, is looking to change all that by implementing practical, innovative solutions to today's most pressing political issues. Visit readpi.com today. That's readpi.com.
Talking about young people in America, I don't know how bad it is in other countries, and if you are in another country and you want to tell us, you're welcome to chime in here. But basically, Psychology Today has an interview with his name is Robert Epstein. And we're talking about youth, and we're talking about how the culture and society tends to encourage young people to stay as children as long as possible. And when I say children, I mean stay as young as they can possibly be mentally as long as possible. When they're physically mature, when they have the physical characteristics of an adult, and in theory, they could handle many, many adult things. In fact, he's got some evidence of that here that he'll present in a few moments. But for some reason, there are certain people in this country that believe that all kids should have childhood as long as it can possibly be extended.
Right.
If we could extend it to age 50, then it should be extended to age 50. But they've got it about halfway at this point. They managed to get it up to about 24 years old.
They aren't enforcing their rules for childhood up to 22 or 24.
It's not enforced, but it is suggested. If you stay in the suggested system, that is, you go through government school and then you move into college, you're essentially coddled along as a little child. You can smoke and drink by the time you're out of college, but it's amazing the way that we keep kids when they could become adults much earlier.
Well, what do you think they're doing in order to keep kids kids?
There's a variety of different things. We'll touch on that.
If you think moving out on your own is somehow a uniquely American, in the sense that kids not moving out and taking care of themselves is somehow uniquely American, you're very, very mistaken.
I'm not talking about moving out.
Unique in people moving out.
It's not even about moving out. It's about the attitude of people towards kids. And as he puts it, imagine what it would feel like, or think back to what it felt like. And I can still remember this.
I know exactly what you're going to say before you say it.
Well, because I've already said it. When your body and mind are telling you you're an adult, while the adults around you keep insisting you're a child. And I remember getting that sort of a feeling when I was a young person, like, you know, I'm being looked down upon, people think I'm stupid, people think I'm dumb just because I'm younger than they are, that sort of mentality.
Well, it doesn't stop here. I mean, people come on the air, it seems like older guys generally come on the air and say, how old are you guys?
Right, I'm 70.
Well, fine, you're 70. I'm old enough to be president of the United States and older than Jesus was when he died on the cross. Is that old enough for you?
You're right, it doesn't stop when you're... But it's worse when you're young, when you physically look young.
Yeah.
Anyway, this infantilization, makes many young people angry or depressed, with their distress carrying over into their families and contributing to our high divorce rate. It's hard to keep a marriage together when there's constant conflict with teenagers. We've completely isolated young people from adults and created a peer culture. We stick them in school and keep them from working in any meaningful way. And if they do something wrong, we put them in a pen with other children. In most non-industrialized societies, young people are integrated into adult society as soon as they're capable, and there's no sign of teen turmoil. Many cultures don't even have a term for adolescence.
No. It's relatively new in ours, too. It was just around the turn of the 20th century that adolescence came about at all. And I think that work is extraordinarily valuable to young people.
I agree. And I started working 2 days before I turned 14. That's the smartest decision I think I made as a teenager.
Hey, I remember when I was young that I wanted to work, and I remember being frustrated that as a 14 or 15-year-old that there
really
just... Yeah, there just weren't jobs available.
Right.
There maybe would have been one or two jobs, like grocery bagger or something like that.
No, at 14?
Yes.
I think
Publix
down in Florida will hire
14-year-olds. It depends on the state. When I lived in Idaho when I was 14, and at 14 and 15, you could work, but there were so many restrictions on the hours. You could only work one day
right.
a week.
They had to have a 15-minute break every 2 hours.
Which also insulted me. As a
right.
young person, when I was 16 and I was working at Kmart in the electronics department, there were several times when, okay, you have to take this federally mandated 15-minute break, but I'm the only person in the back end of the store. There are customers in my department, and I would like to take care of the customers. Mm-hmm. That's something I wanted to do. It's not because I had some taskmaster manager breathing down my neck, holding a whip, cracking it over me. I wanted to do it because I wanted to provide good customer service. And, you know, the law said I couldn't. And so, again, this is something that kids are prevented from working and generating that maturity that being in the workforce helps them generate. So if they don't work, and Julia, you work in food service, you told me the other day that you've got young people coming in at age 18 that have never had a job before in their lives.
Right.
And how good of workers are they?
They're terrible.
Right.
The best workers are the best young workers are people that got jobs when they were 15, 16 and have work experience.
Yep.
The 18, 19, 20-year-olds who come in and get their first job, they're terrible. They're lazy, they're dirty.
But not only
messy.
But we not only created this stage of life that is adolescence. We declared it inevitable. In 1904, American psychologist G. Stanley Hall said it was programmed by evolution. He was wrong. How is adolescent behavior shaped by societal structures? Well, one effect is the creation of a new segment of society just waiting to consume, especially if given money to spend. There are now massive industries, music, clothing, makeup, that revolve around this artificial segment of society and keep it going, with teens spending upward of $200 billion a year, mostly almost entirely on trivia. Ironically, because minors have only limited property rights, they don't have complete control over what they bought. Think how bizarre that is. If you, as an adult, spend money and bring home a toy, it's your toy, and no one can take it away from you. But with a 14-year-old, it's not really his or her toy.
No, it's their adult. It's their parents.
Young people can't own things, they can't sign contracts, and they can't do anything meaningful without parental permission. Permission that can be withdrawn at any time. They can't marry, can't have sex, can't legally drink. The list goes on.
Now, most parents, respect their children's property and as their own, as you know, the children's, and they want their kids to learn about real life, so they give them allowances and they let them keep the stuff that they buy and all that other sort of thing. But you are speaking absolute truths. A parent can send a child out to work at 16 or so mm-hmm. and keep their paycheck.
They're restricted and infantilized to an extraordinary extent. In recent surveys, I found that American teens are subjected to more than 10 times as many restrictions as mainstream adults, twice as many restrictions as active-duty U.S. Marines, and even twice as many as incarcerated felons. Psychologist Diane Dumas and I also found a correlation between infantilization...
Well, I must say, I've been both a teen and an incarcerated felon, and it was better being a teen.
And psychological dysfunction. The more young people are infantilized, the more psychopathology they show. What's more, since 1960, restrictions on teens have been accelerating. Young people are restricted in ways no adult would be. For example, in some states, they're prohibited from entering tanning salons or getting tattoos. 1-800-259-9231. We'll talk more about teens and how they could be so much more than they currently are today. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builder's Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you his powerful tape at absolutely no charge to help you get started today. Call 1-800-920-9827. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful tape. There's absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-920-9827. 1-800-920-9827. 1-800-920-9827.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features for free, and some of those features include the wiki. Over 1,350 pages created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener-editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. Wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Pork Fest. It's going on right now. It ends on Sunday, so get up here if you possibly can. At Pork Fest, you'll be able to talk with New Hampshire natives and those who've made the move, as well as hear and discuss the progress and the future of the Free State Project. You can head over to porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com to learn more what's on the schedule for tomorrow. The day is just loaded up with things to do. And, of course, we're going to be broadcasting live from there tomorrow night. So looking forward to meeting a lot of our listeners out there at Porkfest. That's porkfest.com. We're talking about young people in America. And I presume this is also happening in some other Western cultures like Canada, that sort of thing. Talking about how young people, teenagers specifically, they've matured physically. They have the bodies of adults, and their minds are completely capable of handling adult things like working and that sort of thing and making decisions. But we in society keep telling them they can't.
We keep telling them, no, you can't make decisions for yourself. You aren't the magic number of 18 or 21, depending on what decision it is that we want to prevent them from making. We tell them that they are too young to make these decisions. We tell them you can't watch movies until you're 17. You can't smoke cigarettes until you're 18. You can't drink until you're 21. You can't drive until you're 16. You can't do, you know, you can't work until you're X amount of age. I mean, it's just incredible amounts of restrictions that are placed on young people in America, and all it does is it keeps them in this sort of childlike state, except they're not like a child anymore. In their head, they know they aren't. And so you wonder where a lot of teen angst comes from. It probably comes from the fact that they want to be adults so bad, but no one seems to want to allow it. And so we're going to continue discussing this from PsychologyToday.com, an interview with one particular psychologist, Robert Epstein. But first we'll go to the phones and talk to Tim in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live, Tim. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello? Tim in Illinois? Is he gone?
I'm here.
Tim.
I'm here.
What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
And Julia.
Hello.
Hello. I haven't talked to you before. I never called on Friday.
Congratulations. Now, what's on your mind, Tim?
I kind of have a related story. And kind of some big news, too. Okay, so me and my wife, I definitely talked about her on here before. We don't really see eye to eye too much, and, we are getting a divorce.
Mm-hmm. Sorry to hear that.
Because she feels like she's too young to have this much commitment.
Okay.
Now, we have two kids together.
May I ask how old she is?
She is 19. I am 20. We've been married for almost 2 years. We have two kids.
Oh, you were the guy that was married right out of high school, right?
Well,
right.
Getting a divorce isn't going to stop her level of responsibility. She has two children.
Right.
I mean, she's responsible for those two kids.
Right.
And getting a divorce isn't going to stop that. Usually what the I'm too young excuse means, I want to hump other people.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
That's what it, you know, I mean... There's lots of different solutions to that problem, but, yeah, that's what it usually means.
Yeah. But basically, yeah, that's kind of on the same conversation you guys were having, of kids just wanting to be young as well. She sees all of her friends are home on vacation from, you know, college, and she sees them all just running around and, you know, drinking whenever they want and smoking pot and, you know, screwing whoever they want. And she's sort of
torn, right? She's done these adult things. She's popped out a couple of kids already, which is a very adult thing to do. But now she's saying she'd like to, you know, get rid of all that and go and regress back to childhood and be an irresponsible young person again.
Right, and just be able to run and do whatever.
I mean, how many times have you as a young person heard this comment from your friends? You're only young once.
True.
Yeah, you should live and party.
Yeah. My friends tell me that all the time. I hear that over and over again.
Yeah, and she keeps on throwing it in my face that I'm going to be 21 in just a couple months, and that means I can go out and party and do whatever, too. But, I mean, you know, the key point is, you know, I have two kids I'm responsible for.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's really what seems
Party's
to be the
over.
This seems to be the key here is there's two people that you've created and brought into this world, and you have responsibilities to those people. Do you just, what do you intend to do with them? Does it not, you want to party so badly that you'll allow your children to suffer?
Right. That's kind of the point I brought up to her. And she says, you know, you can take her during the weekends. I'll keep her during the week. And,
so you get them during the weekend so she can party on the weekends?
Probably. Well, I mean, we're going to switch off weekends, so I'll have them one weekend every other weekend.
Mm.
And, actually what I really plan on doing, and I know that this is kind of my big news portion of this call, now that I'm not so tied down here, and, you know, there's always child support, and I know the first 1,000 pledge is done, but I will be there by January 1st of 2009.
You're going to come to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, is what you're saying.
That is true.
Congratulations.
So what are you going to do about your children?
Probably come down, because my parents and all my family still live here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be able to, you know, come up and stay, you know, every other weekend or, you know, for, you know, a week or two at a time.
And you're going to travel from New Hampshire to Illinois every other weekend?
Well, maybe not every other weekend. Maybe once a month, once every other month.
Well, I haven't checked the. There's probably a flight into Midway from Manchester for $69 through Southwest, so it's not a completely incomplete impossibility.
Probably, yeah.
Well,
I'm going to New Hampshire.
Oh, congratulations on your decision and good luck. Life is obviously going to be a little bit more difficult without having somebody else to help support the kids, at least together with you. And I'm sorry that your wife has decided to go in this direction with her life. I hope that doesn't rub off too negatively on your kids having a mom around like that.
Yeah.
Tim, good luck and keep us in the loop. Let us know what happens. Thank you for the call. 1-800-259-9231. Back to Psychology Today and the competence of teens. The question for the psychologist is, you believe in the inherent competence of teens. What's your evidence? Well, Dumas and I worked out what makes an adult. We came up with 14 areas of competency, such as interpersonal skills, handling responsibility, leadership, and administered tests to adults and teens in several cities around the country. We found that teens were as competent or nearly as competent as adults in all 14 areas. But when adults estimate how teens will score on the test, their estimates are dramatically below what the teens actually score.
Mm.
So people are constantly underestimating young people.
I see.
And that constant attitude of, well, you're just a teenager,
really
rubs off on young people. Other longstanding data show that teens are at least as competent as adults. IQ is a quotient that indicates where you stand relative to other people your age. That stays stable. But raw scores of intelligence peak around age 14 and 15 and shrink thereafter. Scores on virtually all tests of memory peak between ages 13 and 15. Perceptual abilities all peak at that age. Brain size peaks at 14. Incidental memory, what you remember by accident and not due to mnemonics, like when you walk in a room and you walk out and you're asked what you happen to remember from the room, is remarkably good in early to mid-teens and practically non-existent by the 50s and 60s. So if teens are so competent, why don't they show it? Now, what teens do is a small fraction of what they're capable of doing. If you mistreat or restrict them, performance suffers and is extremely misleading. The teens put before us examples by, say, the music industry tend to be highly incompetent. Teens encourage each other to perform incompetently. Remember how we were talking at the beginning of the hour, how being stupid is cool?
Right.
One of the anthems of modern pop, Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana, is all about how we need to behave like we're stupid. Teens in America are in touch with their peers an average of 65 hours a week, compared to about 4 hours a week in pre-industrial cultures. In this country, teens learn virtually everything they know from other teens, who are in turn highly influenced by certain aggressive industries. We'll go with more on this here in a moment at 800-259-9231. If you've got a story for us about how you felt oppressed by society and adults as a young person, we'd love to hear from you. This is Free Talk Live. Are you against liquor laws but worried your teens will drive drunk? Have them watch a free video from underage drinkers against drunk driving. Go to udad.com. That's UDADD.com. After watching this powerful video presentation, your teens will never want to drink and drive. Try your luck selling UDAD merchandise. That's UDAD.com, UDADD.com. A message from underage drinkers against drunk driving. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/
/BuyDirect. Join the ACT BuyDirect consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/BuyDirect and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, and some of those features include the archives, the live streaming, so much. We give it all away that we do ask you voluntarily support the show by going and buying some stuff at our store. Head over to store.freetalklive.com. We've got Free Talk Live clothing. We've got Free Talk Live other merchandise, like the Free Talk Live 2-gigabyte multi-gadget, probably the hottest selling item we've ever had. And more, even a Free Marketeer flag, Free Marketeer t-shirt, two items that don't even have our logo on them. So head over and shop with us at store.freetalklive.com. Talking about young people in America specifically, and how the culture and society and the government as well really just repress young people. They are told that they are still children. They're told that they should stay children as long as they possibly can, maybe not so explicitly, but that's what the laws effectively do. They're young, they feel like they want to be adults, they're feeling like adults, they're starting to look like adults, but they're not allowed to do adult things. They're not allowed to work up until a certain age, and the gentleman being interviewed by Psychology Today, psychologist Robert Epstein, says this is causing some serious damage to our young people. He says teenagers should be learning from the people they're about to become instead of from popular culture. When young people exit the education system and are dumped into the real world, which is not the world of Britney Spears, they have no idea what's going on, and they have to spend considerable time figuring it out. There are at least 20 million young people in America between 13 and 17, and if they are as competent as I think they are, and we just talked about some of the testing that they did that found out that young people, that teenagers, are as competent as adults in 14 different areas of testing. He says, if they are as competent as I think they are, we are just throwing them away. These kids, and I agree totally, this guy is putting into words what I've always thought and I've always tried to express. He's doing it very eloquently. they're wasting their years sitting in this government indoctrination system, and then when they get out of the government indoctrination system, they're not actually with the rest of the hours in their day that aren't filled with the busy work from the government indoctrination system, they aren't allowed to go and develop into real adults. They aren't allowed to go into the workforce and do things, and it's a tremendous waste of potential and tremendous waste of potential resources. I think it's really sad. He says, the next question for him, do you believe that young people are capable of maintaining long-term relationships and capable of moral reasoning? Everyone who has looked at the issue has found that teens can experience the love that adults experience. The only difference is that they change partners more often because they're warehoused together. They're told that it's puppy love and that it's not real and are unable to marry without permission. The assumption is that they're just not capable. But many distinguished couples today, Jimmy and Rosalind Carter, George and Barbara Bush, they married young, and they have very successful long-term relationships. According to census data, the divorce rate of males marrying in their teens is lower than that of males marrying in their 20s. Overall, the divorce rate of people marrying in their teens is a little higher. Does that
How could the divorce rate of females marrying in their teens be lower than or be higher than women in their 20s unless the young men are marrying something that aren't teens?
Run that question by me again.
Well, he specified young men.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, what about young women?
I don't know. He didn't mention that. Overall,
who are the young men marrying if this isn't true for girls, too? I'm just wondering.
I don't know. Does that mean we should prohibit them from marrying? That's absurd. We should aim to reverse that, telling young people the truth, that they are capable of creating long-term, stable relationships. They might fail, but so do adults every day. The friends with benefits phenomenon is a byproduct of isolating adolescents. Now we call it hooking up. In the popular culture, warehousing them together and delivering messages that they're incapable of long-term relationships. Obviously, they have strong sexual urges and act on them in ways that are irresponsible. We can change that by letting them know they are capable of having more than just a hookup. Studies show that we reach the highest level of moral reasoning while we're still in our teens. Those capabilities parallel higher-order cognitive reasoning abilities, which peak fairly early. Across the board, teens are far more capable than we adults think they are. What's the worst part of the current way that we treat teens? Well, the adversarial relationship between parents and offspring is terrible. It hurts both parents and young people. It tears some people to shreds. They don't understand why it's happening, and they can't get out of it. They don't realize that they're caught in a machine that's driving them apart from their offspring, and it's all completely unnecessary. Well, what can be done? I believe that young people should have more options. The option to work, marry, own property, sign contracts, start businesses, make decisions about health care and abortions, live on their own, every right, privilege, or responsibility that an adult has. I advocate a competency-based system that focuses on the abilities of the individual. For some, it will mean more time in school combined with work. For others, it will mean that at age 13 or 15, they can set up an internet business. Others will enter the workforce and become some sort of apprentice. The exploitative factories are long gone. Competent young people deserve the chance to compete where it counts, and many will surprise us. Remember, it wasn't too long ago, maybe about a year and a half or so, that we talked about a story about a young man who, when I think he was very young, younger than 12 even, started selling, I think it was like shining shoes or something like that. He got sort of the entrepreneurial bug at a really young age,
mm-hmm.
and he got out there and was able, he created his own business card and got out there and handed out those cards to shop owners and things like that and did what he needed to do to promote his business, and he was a millionaire by age 19 or something like
that. Yeah, I remember the story, and I don't remember any facts about the young man except that he was 19 and black.
I thought that you were going to mention the story that you read probably about 6 months ago about the young person. I believe he was 8 or 9. He was very young, and he had some sort of a business selling worms or something as mm-hmm. bait, and they shut him down because
right.
you weren't allowed to run a business from
dangerous.
Your... Yeah.
Didn't have a license.
Yeah.
And you can't get a license as a teenager because you aren't allowed to sign contracts. I mean, not that I support licensing, but they couldn't possibly do that if they wanted to. And there's story after story
right.
like that. Little girls running a lemonade stand without permission from the town government. I mean, story after story of the government coming in and saying, oh, you're too young for this, sweetie.
Sorry.
You can't do this sort of thing. Anyway, he says it's a simple matter to develop competency tests to determine what rights a young person should be given, such as we now have competency tests for driving. When he offers significant rights for passing such a test, it's highly motivating. People who can't pass a high school history test will never give up trying to pass the written test at the DMV, and they'll virtually always succeed. We need to offer a variety of tests, including a comprehensive test to allow someone...
Not that I consider the competency test on the driver's license to ensure that, in fact, somebody's competent to drive a car. By no means. The evidence that teens are not as good a driver as adults is high. But the only way to learn to drive a car is to drive a car.
Which is true. And he's just trying to come up with ideas.
I think he's making a good one.
He says we need to have a... He says when we dangle significant rewards in front of our young people, including the right to be treated like an adult, what they really want, many will set aside the trivia of teen culture and work hard to join the adult world. Think about what happens now, right? Now teenagers are told that the rewards are out there. I mean, you get to the age that you get to the certain age points, 17, 18, 21, etc., and then you have access to these newfound freedoms. I guess reward isn't really the right term for that. But that's just a waiting game. Kids, they don't care about all those rules. They'll go and they'll sneak into the movie theater that they want to sneak into. They'll break the rule. They'll go and they'll get their older brother to buy them a pack of cigarettes or, you know, a bottle of alcohol. They'll break the rules. And so having these mandatory minimum ages that kids must reach before they can have these extra freedoms doesn't do anything to keep them children longer. It just encourages them to break the rules.
Frustrated young adults.
Yeah, it makes them frustrated young adults. It makes it so they have no respect for the system and the rules that are out there. And it just turns them into little brats. 1-800-259-9231. The questioner says, well, are you saying that teens should have more freedom? And he responds, well, no, they already have too much freedom. They're free to spend, to be disrespectful, to stay out all night, to have sex,
right,
and take drugs.
This is really the point is... You know, the freedom of being adult is great.
Yeah.
But if I go out tonight and I drink all night and I party my butt off, my day at work tomorrow...
It's going to suffer.
Assuming tomorrow isn't a Saturday.
Right.
But I do have to work on Saturdays. It's going to be a rough day tomorrow.
And
I'm going to have to deal with that. I've got relationships. My wife isn't going to really like the idea that I'm going out and drinking all night long. My marriage could suffer. You know, I have all kinds of reasons why I can't do that. Most people don't have as much freedom as I do. I work for myself, so I can get away with these things. I can't imagine what it would be like arriving 7 o'clock tomorrow morning to work at McDonald's after I've drank all night.
He says, but they're not free to... So they can do all those things, and they do, regardless of what the rules are. But they're not free to join the adult world.
Mm-hmm. And have the responsibilities that temper those things.
Exactly right. 1-800-259-9231. Young people in America... They're being forced to stay children when they want to be adults. We'll talk more about this in hour number two. Take your calls about whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.